First, I'd like to address the applicant's reliance on the case Mathers versus Texaco. The situation of Mathers versus Texaco is very different than this situation. Here, the applicant has said, we're going to use the water in any one of seven New Mexico counties or mill along a 140-mile pipeline whose route is actually unclear because of the problem of going across the Isleta Pueblo land. In Mathers, on the other hand, Texaco sought to appropriate 350 acre feet of water per year for the purpose of flooding specific 1,360 acres of oil-bearing formation in a producing oil field. It was specified which acres they were. Texaco was also very clear about why it was going to be doing this. Although I don't understand the physics of this, apparently that would improve greatly the ability to extract oil from those 360 acres.
I don't know the actual hydrology of it, but it sounds like it was pre-fracking technology.
You may very well be right.
You flood it, then there's a chance for it to rise. There's hydrologists who know better. That was how I took it.
Yeah, that makes sense. But in whether that was the case or not, it was a very specific purpose dealing with a very specific area of land. Here we've got seven New Mexico counties, approximately 12 million acres. In the hearing in this case in 2012, you asked for a comparison to an area of land west of the Mississippi to get some idea of the scale of that. That's approximately 15% of the state of New Mexico. Is 12 million acres. The Beckham Ranch case, to which the Augustan Plains Ranch Council has referred, should not be regarded as setting a precedent. It was not a policy decision. That was an out-of-court settlement of an appeal filed by the Beckham Ranch, and that's not a determination by, for example, a statute or a regulation. We respectfully disagree that the court's remedy is to remand the matter back to the state engineer. This is a de novo proceeding. If the court determines that the application should not have been accepted, then the remedy is for the court to dismiss the application, as it did in 2012 and 2013. In addition, we have not argued, as the State Engineer Council has suggested, that the Water Rights Division should determine whether or not an application is speculative. What we have argued is the Water Rights Division should determine whether an application is complete. And under Section 72-12-3A, specifically subsections 2 and 6, this application was not complete. And it therefore should not have been accepted, because that's what subsection C of 72-12-3 says. If it's not complete, you don't accept it. And finally, as I said earlier, the court has ruled on the evidentiary hearing issue. And I must say that although counsel for the Augustan Plains Ranch is backing away from the two-stage procedure that is proposed in the application, that's what the application says. The application says we're going to do this in these two stages, and we aren't going to tell you what the purpose and place of use of the water are until the second stage. That's not what's required by the statute. Thank you.
Mr. Domenici, I'm going to give.
Hi, Mr.